Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Gene Voss with you today, bringing you the Word of God again from God's precious book. Joy to be here this morning on another time with you, fellowship with you this morning, and getting ready to go to church today. I hope you're getting ready right now to be in the house of God this morning, Sunday school hour, worship service. You'll be there in your place on time, and it'll be a blessing to your pastor. I know that. And so you go to church today. Don't lay around the house, go shopping or down to mall or over to lake. Go to the house of God this morning and enjoy the blessings of God. And if you're right with Him, you'll enjoy that. Amen. But we've counted a real joy to come each time to the microphone and try to be a blessing and a help to somebody. Somebody out there this morning may be unsaved. You may be lost without God. This might be the day you turn your heart to the Savior. It'd be a good time for you to turn it over to Him this morning. And there may be somebody out there away from God. You drifted. You've gotten away from the Lord. You're out of fellowship with Him. You're still a son of God. You're still saved, but you're so far out of fellowship and away from God, out of church. I trust today something be said or done. The Holy Spirit will remind you of your need to get right with God and get it right and get in the house of God. And there's a place for you. There's where God wants you to be. He's got a church for you. Amen. He's always had a church for everybody. And so I trust today that you'll do that. And then the sick. We trust that you will look to the Lord today as you're not able to go to be in the house of God. Those folks that are unable, disabled, not get out anywhere, can't go anywhere. We trust it'll be a blessing to you today. And an uplift to your heart and your soul this morning. I know it's not like going to church, but when you can't go, there's a little something we can do. Try to brighten your day and try to help you through the things that you're facing this day. So we thank God for each listener this morning and hope it will be a blessing to your heart today. And so you remember now on the 17th, next Sunday, the 17th, we'll have our sunrise service at 8:30. 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 the service will begin. And so in the choir at 8:30, our pastor says in the choir at 8:30, in the choir at 8:30. So we'll be there next Sunday, Easter Sunday, at 8:30 in the morning, and then back the night service at 5 o'clock. So you remember that next Sunday. Hope it'll be a blessing you come and be with us. Brother Dwayne Moore will be preaching for us, and it'll be a joy to see him and his family again. And so you come next Sunday, but you'll be there this Sunday also at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 10:45 for worship, and then 5 for evening, Wednesday at 7, and you come be with us throughout the day. We'll enjoy seeing each one of you today. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. You've got folks that's on your heart that needs prayer. You've got some things in your life that you need to talk to God about. I want you to do that today. Fathers, we bow in your presence. Thank you for this opportunity we have this morning just to come boldly to the throne of grace, obtaining mercy and finding grace to help in the time of need. Thank you for that. I pray you'd bless today every need, each request. Lord, every heart needs help this morning out there. You know and you understand. You know all things. You're everywhere at once and you're anywhere you need to be but everywhere you are. And I thank God for that. And I pray, God, meet every need this morning. Speak to hearts, bring conviction where it's needed. Encourage the heart, Lord, that needs encouraging today. And Lord, just have your will and way. We'll honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. You listen as they sing. Good to know, isn't it, that everything's in the Savior's hands. I'm glad when we got saved by the grace of God, we become one of His, and I'm telling you, He's in control today. And what we face and what we go through with is in the Savior's hands. Depend on Him, trust in Him, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Amen. Hope that was a blessing. You listen now as they sing again.
Lord, I shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? How sweet is the message that Jesus sings. I'll share it as long as I breathe. Still fresh in my mind, grows sweeter with time. This message with you I now leave. I was a sinner, lost and alone, but Jesus came to me and made me His own. He prayed with His mind, I was born with that price, and now to Him I belong. New year and today, we trust Him with faith, this message that Jesus sent.
Well, I'm glad He saves this morning, and Jesus saves. That's the message that we have today from the Word of God. Jesus saves. Amen. And the book of Colossians, we're going to turn there this morning, the book of Colossians chapter 1, and try to have the message today the Lord would have us to bring to your hearts now this morning. Colossians chapter 1. And verse 24, who now rejoice in my sufferings, Paul said, for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to try to preach now today on the hope of the church. The hope of the church. He makes mention in these verses here, the fact of the church, that he, what he did for the church, and which is the church. He said there in verses 24, for the affliction of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. So Jesus did these things for the church. He gave himself for the church, and we ought to be a part of that today. I'm glad there's a church of the living God. Some folks in this world don't think there's a church good enough for them. Well, if you find one good enough, don't join it. Amen. But I'm telling you, now there's a place for every saint of God where they can worship in spirit and in truth if they want to. And so there's a place. And so we find here that he's talking about the church. And what's the hope of the church today? Well, the Bible said in the last part of that verse, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. There's coming a day when we're going to see the glory of God. Amen. And we're going to see that glory one of these days. Well, he talks about that over in the book of John chapter 1. John chapter 5. He talks about these things, about the church of the living God, what's coming in the future, and we're to look for the rapture, the catching away of the church of the living God. That's our hope. Now, that's the hope of glory we have today. Now, one day we're going to get these things fulfilled. Now, the Bible said, if you'll notice now, in the book of John chapter 5 and verse 25, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming." Amen. "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good to the resurrection of life," that's one resurrection, "and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation," that's another resurrection. "Can of mine own self do nothing? As I hear, I judge, and my right judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. And if I bear witness of myself, I witness not true. Now this is another, there's another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness of he which witnesseth of me is true." So there's a hope of the church today. Well, I like what he said here in verses 28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming." Amen. The hour is coming. Amen. The hour is coming. "And verily, verily, I say unto you," verse 25, "the hour is coming. I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is." Now, the dispensation of the coming of the Lord is already here. The dispensation which the Lord is coming is already here. I mean, we're expecting the return of the Son of God in this dispensation. And we're looking for that. Don't know what day it is. We don't know the hour, nor the minute, the day the Son of God's coming, but he's coming. God only knows the hour. God only knows the day. God only knows the time when the Lord's coming back. Jesus is going to come back and get his church. That's the hope of the church today. We have no hope in this world today. We're not at home in this place. This world's not our home. We're just passing through. Now, this veil of tears down here. We're here for a season. We're just like a flower that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We're just like a puff of smoke. And we're here for a while and we're gone. We're going to be gone one of these days. The hope of the church is the glory of God to carry us away with him in the rapture of the church. So the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. I mean, that day's coming, and it's upon us today. As he said there in verse 25, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now that's our dispensation. That's in our day. That's when it may not be our century. It may not be in our lifetime, but it's in this dispensation. The day of the coming of the Lord Jesus is the day when the church is in existence, and God established the church. Jesus Christ himself died for it and set it up and indoctrinated the church and the disciples for the church, and left behind a book, which is the Bible. The Word of God, true, without error in any way. Everything that's in this old King James Bible is true. There's no error in it at all, but it's for the church, for our learning, and for our correction, and for our discipline. We find the Word of God is for us today. So the only hope we have is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's going to come back one of these days. Now, just as sure as this world, and he's coming. coming back. Amen. He's going to come. And so there's a dispensation we find of the church today. The Bible said, of course, that the hour is coming. Now the Bible said here in verses 27, Christ in you and the hope of glory. I mean, brother, he's in us today. Now he's living within us today. There it said in verses 27, Colossians 1, Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And so the hour is coming when Jesus is going to come. The authority of the announcement. He said, I say unto you. There's the authority of it. We don't have the authority to make an announcement of when the Son of God is coming. But he done the announcing. He done the announcing of the coming of the Son of God. He said, the hour is coming. I say unto you, verily, verily, I say unto you. And so it's not us that's speaking this morning, but it's the Lord that's talking today. And verily, verily, I say unto you. And so there's the authority of the announcement. I say, Jesus and God said, I say unto you. So it's the authority of the one that's talking about the coming of the Lord. And there's those that deny the coming of the Lord. They say it's not going to happen. And they say that it's not true. They say that you can't prove it. Well, the Bible proves itself as the Word of God. It's an authentic Bible without error, already been proven. The prophecies that come to pass from this Bible has already come to pass. And not all of them, but most of them have. And it's proven that the Bible is true. So we know that the Bible is without error today, and it's a true Word of the living God. So I say unto you, there's the authority. When God speaks, you better pay attention. Verily, verily, he said. Twice he said, verily, I say unto you. So the authority that is vested upon the Lord within himself, he takes the authority to make the announcement that he's coming back and getting us. Amen. And so we stand, he said, I say unto you, the authority of the announcement, the imminence of the announcement. Amen. He said, I say unto you, and verses 20 and 27, verses 25, I say unto you, the hour is coming. And then he said, and now is. So there's the imminence of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're living in that dispensation. Let me repeat that again. The dispensation of the coming of the Lord, the second time, is in this day that we're living. The Lord's coming back. And that dispensation has been here ever since Jesus come upon this earth and manifested himself as the Son of God and gave himself as a sacrifice from the cross of Calvary and for the sins of the world, and then went to the grave and then come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and is risen today, ascended back to the Father. Expect him till his enemies be made his footstool. And then one day he's coming back. That's the hope of the church and the hope of the glory of God upon the church of the living God. We know that we're going to get glorified one of these days. Amen. And so there's the imminence of that announcement. Listen, three things about that. The dead shall hear. Amen. The dead shall hear. That's what he said. The dead shall hear. Amen. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. The dead shall hear. You say, well, that's impossible. Not with God it isn't, because there's going to be a resurrection. Amen. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And then the Bible said, the life that's in the Father, they shall live. They that hear shall live. They're going to be a glorified body given to those that dies in the Lord. And we're going to get to go back to be with him. Life is in the Son. And we have life after our own kind. And so life is in the Son. Jesus gives life and eternal life. And we're going to live with him forever and forever. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is consistent together. They agree together. And so they're the creatures. We're the creatures of a time dimension. We work in time, but God works in eternity. Amen. And so you see, the expression of our existence is made in three terms. I was, I am and I will be. But you know what God said about himself? God says, I am, and I am. In the past, he's I am. In the present, he's I am. In the future, he's I am. That's the expression of God. And he's eternal. And God is the one that provides redemption through his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and saves us by his grace. And so, you see, it's beyond human comprehension. I can't understand that, but I believe that. Amen. I can't understand everything about the Bible, but I believe the Bible. I don't understand how a person gets born again by the Spirit of God, but I believe that because it happened to me. I personally have been born of the Spirit of God, and I experienced that new birth, my friend, over 77 years ago. Because I've been born again 67 years ago, I got saved by the grace of God. Oh, my friend, listen, there's the expression that we have, and our existence, of course, that we have is in the Lord. And it's based upon the eternity of God and the holiness of God. And our redemption is provided for us, the full redemption. We're not only, the body's going to be, the soul is redeemed right now, but our body's not been redeemed yet. We're going to be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's the hope of the church. And that's what kind of hope we have today. And we're getting out of here. We're getting out of this mess that we're in today. The Lord's coming back and getting us out of this mess. He's carrying us home to be with him and with the Son of God. We're going to be the bride of Christ. And we're going to be there at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the judgment seat of Christ. And they're going to be coming back with him in glory to this earth and establish a rule and reign, brother, for 1,000 years on this world. I'm telling you, that's a hope of glory. We're going to be with him on white stallions, amen, and we're going to be coming back with the Lord. Yes, sir. You say you believe that? Why, certainly I believe the Bible, and so that's a fact today, and that the Lord, the hope we have this morning is the hope in the Lord, the hope of it, the glory of God, that one day his glory is going to be bestowed upon every saint of God, upon the bride of Christ, and we're going to be with him for ever one of these days. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? Born the family of God, the hope of the church. Amen. You better get in. You better get saved by God's grace. You ought to affiliate yourself with the church of the living God, where the Bible is preached and believed and practiced. Amen. And get your place and worship God in spirit and truth. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming soon today. May God bless you. Until next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.